Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Introduction to Containerization. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in DevOps in the DevOps Engineering for Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as understanding Docker and Kubernetes, as well as the benefits of containerization in DevOps. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the concepts of containerization and how it enhances deployment processes, providing a clear understanding of how these tools can be applied in your finance or fintech context. Main content: understanding Docker and Kubernetes. Docker and Kubernetes are two pivotal technologies in the world of containerization. Docker is a platform that enables developers to automate the deployment of applications inside lightweight, portable containers. Each container encapsulates everything an application needs to run, including the code, runtime, libraries, and dependencies. This isolation ensures that the application operates uniformly across various computing environments, which is particularly beneficial for finance and fintech companies that require consistency in performance and security. Kubernetes, on the other hand, is an orchestration tool for managing containers deployed with Docker. It helps automate the deployment, scaling, and operations of application containers across clusters of hosts. Think of Kubernetes as the manager of your containerized applications. It keeps track of the containers, decides where they should run, and ensures they're functioning correctly. For instance, if a container fails, Kubernetes automatically restarts it or replaces it, significantly reducing downtime and maintaining service availability. Benefits of containerization in DevOps. Containerization offers numerous advantages that align with the goals of DevOps, especially in the fast-paced finance and fintech sectors. Here are some key benefits. Consistency across environments. One of the primary benefits of containerization is the ability to create a consistent environment from development through to production. Developers can work in an environment that mirrors production, reducing the "it works on my machine" syndrome. For finance applications, where precision and reliability are paramount, this consistency can lead to fewer bugs and errors post-deployment. Improved resource utilization. Containers are lightweight compared to traditional virtual machines, VMs. This efficiency allows you to run more applications on the same hardware, leading to cost savings. For test company, this could translate into reduced infrastructure costs while still maintaining the ability to scale as your customer base grows. Faster deployment and scaling. Containerization allows for quicker deployment of applications. As demand fluctuates, containers can be quickly spun up or down, enabling agile responses to changing market conditions. For instance, if test company sees a spike in users during a promotional event, it can rapidly deploy more containers to accommodate the increased load. Simplified maintenance and updates. Updating applications within containers is straightforward. You can replace a running version of a container with a new version seamlessly, ensuring minimal disruption to users. This is especially useful in the finance industry, where software updates might be needed to comply with new regulations or to introduce new features. Enhanced security. Containers provide a layer of isolation that can enhance security. Each container operates independently, meaning if one is compromised, it does not necessarily affect the others. For a financial institution, this added security can help protect sensitive customer data from breaches. Examples to illustrate the application of containerization in the finance and fintech industry. Consider the following examples. Payment processing. A fintech startup might use Docker to create containers for its payment processing services. Each service, e.g., transaction handling, fraud detection, user authentication, can run in its own container, allowing for easy updates and scaling during peak transaction periods, such as during holiday shopping seasons. Data analysis applications. In a finance company, data analysis tools can be containerized to ensure that analysts can run complex queries with consistent performance across different environments. This setup can facilitate timely decision-making based on real-time data, which is critical in the fast-moving world of finance. Microservices architecture. A financial services provider can utilize Kubernetes to orchestrate its microservices architecture. Each microservice can be independently deployed and scaled, ensuring that the overall application can handle varying loads and maintain high availability, crucial for customer trust and satisfaction. Conclusion. In summary, containerization, through tools like Docker and Kubernetes, offers significant benefits for deployment processes in the finance and fintech sectors. By providing consistency, improved resource utilization, faster deployment, simplified maintenance, and enhanced security, containerization aligns well with the goals of DevOps. Understanding these concepts equips you with the knowledge to enhance your organization's operational efficiency and responsiveness to market demands. Reflection questions: how can Docker's ability to create consistent environments reduce deployment errors in your organization? In what ways might Kubernetes simplify the management of your applications during high-demand periods? Reflect on how containerization could impact your company's ability to adapt to regulatory changes in the finance industry.